We're here tonight with painter Joan Miro.
Yes, thank you for having me here tonight.
It's a privilege to have you here. So, Joan Miro, please tell us about yourself.
Oh, sure. Where should I start?
You can start by telling us where you come from and what you do.
Well, I'm Spanish. I was born in the seaport city of Barcelona, and I'm a painter, sculptor, and also a ceramicist. My father was a blacksmith, watchmaker, and goldsmith, while my mother was a cabinet maker.
I see. So you're a famous abstract painter. How did you start your career?
I started drawing when I was 7 years old. At that time, I loved drawing cubism and surrealism. They didn't like my paintings, so I joined an arts community that was gathering in Montparnasse. And I moved to France, in Paris to be precise, and I met Pablo Picasso there.
So what kind of material do you usually use to create your artworks?
I usually use oil on canvas.
Alright, please tell us about one of your paintings.
The Tiled Field, which I painted in 1923, was inspired by my homeland. I used organic forms and colors to represent nature. I was really homesick. I moved to France in 1920, and it's been 3 years at that time that I haven't seen my home.
Okay, so please tell us what abstract art is to you.
Well, abstract art for me is an escape from traditional description of objects. We can use shapes, forms, colors, and textures to be able to create what you want the audience to see. It does not really attempt to represent external reality, but seeks to achieve its effect by using those elements.
Alright. So, based on your experience and knowledge, what are the main characteristics of abstract art?
One characteristic of abstract art is that it has no recognizable subject. Abstract forms are not associated with any form that we've seen. But if observed closely, it would look like something.
Yes. I also heard that abstract artists also tend to treat all parts of their canvas, not just the center, as important, and nearly all parts of the canvas are covered in paint.
Yes, that is indeed correct.
But in your opinion, what makes abstract art so significant?
Well, abstract art plays with the viewer's imagination and make people interpret each picture differently based on their own point of view.
Alright, so which abstract artist do you find the most appealing?
This will be quite hard to answer.
Yes, of course. You have met a lot of famous and talented painters that were just like you, and their artworks are quite similar to yours, I believe.
That is true. But in this case, the abstract artist I find most appealing would be Pablo Picasso.
And why is that?
Picasso, he had always been very friendly to me, and he supplied me with some introductions about painting when I first met him.
Yes. It's in 1920, you mentioned earlier, when you first moved from Spain to Paris.
Yeah, well, when I was in Paris, I noticed that a lot of paintings were done to be sold and not for the purpose of expressing the artist's ideas, and I became somewhat disgusted. But Picasso was very fine and he was such a great painter. When I visited his studio, it made my heart race, and a visit to him was just like visiting a ballerina with a number of lovers.
Wow, he must be a very great painter and a great friend.
Well, surely. In other exhibitions, I saw paintings drawn by Marquette and Henri Matisse. Some of them are great and lovely, but they were created only for the dealers and they only cared for the money. There in the galleries, you just see some senseless junk.
So, can you explain the differences between your artwork and Picasso's?
First of all, Picasso often draws human figures, especially women, while I draw more landscapes. He also plays with more colors than I do, and his artworks are more realistic. And, well, he uses squares and shapes in his drawing. I use more curved lines.
I see. So there were quite a lot of differences between your artwork and his. So, what are the effects of a particular artist or artists to your techniques or artwork?
My geometric form was influenced by the work of Paul Cézanne and of course Pablo Picasso with his cubism technique. Well, the surrealist technique influenced me around the 1920s by my friend André Breton, who changed my style of painting.
That was actually the last question for today. Thank you for coming, sir.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
From our interview with Mr. John Miró, we can see that there are more to abstract painting. The paintings hold deep meaning, valuable message that require us to depict it ourselves. Mr. Miró have produced fantastic artworks that would open our eyes for the world around us. Thank you for listening to my radio. Be with us again tomorrow, same time, same channel.